Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Diane DiResta, founder of DiResta Communications, a New York City communications skills consultancy serving women leaders and senior executives of corporations to advance their careers. Diane holds a master's degree in speech pathology and is the author of Knockout Presentations, as well as her new ebook, Give Fear the Finger. So welcome, Diane.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, let's talk about giving fear the finger. What exactly are you talking about when you mention that?
Well, it's not what you think. And let me tell you, even though I live in New York City, I have never given anyone the finger. I'm too refined for that. But let me tell you how I came up with this title. I discovered there's actually an acupressure point on one of your fingers, and they call it the panic reset button. And when you press on that, you actually start to feel more comfortable and more confident. And so literally you're giving fear the finger. And that's how the title emerged. But I've spent 20 years in this area, in this business. And when people are communicating and speaking and presenting, there are two things that they're coming for. Either they don't know how to organize their thoughts, or they are fearful. And more often than not, it's fear of speaking that really is the issue for people. So I wanted to take a way of concentrating the techniques for being more confident so that you can get out there and express yourself. It's such an important skill.
It is. And Diane, are some people just born gifted in that way? Can we learn to be more confident and learn this skill set? Where does it start?
I always say that gifted speakers are born, but effective speakers are made. Some people feel there's a gene and you either have it or you don't. If it's a skill, it can be learned. And so I've worked with people at all levels, and everyone has the capability of communicating what's in their mind into the minds of the listener and doing it clearly and with impact. I can't make anyone a Martin Luther King, but I can definitely make you effective.
And why are we so afraid when we get up there in front of a group of people? What is it that triggers that fear in us?
Well, when I did research for my first book, Knockout Presentations, I would anecdotally ask people, why are you afraid? And they would say things like, well, all eyes are on me. What if I lose my train of thought? What if I trip when I'm getting up there? And when I boiled it all down to one theme, it was fear of humiliation. And nobody likes being humiliated. And it is a feeling sometimes of being naked up there. But here's why. People give entirely too much power to the audience. They make it adversarial. Realize that the audience is feeling a little uncomfortable too, and they're looking for you to break the ice and make them feel comfortable. So remember that it's not about you, it's about them. And when you're being nervous, you're actually being self-centered because it's all about me, myself, and I. So take your focus off of that and put your focus on the message and helping the audience to understand. A lot of times people think they don't have value, and yet the reason they're there is because you have something they want to hear. So own that. Own that power.
And you talk a lot about the YAM, Y-A-M formula. So What is the YAM formula, and how does it simplify public speaking for you?
Well, that's the other thing. People make it so complicated, and I created a formula called YAM. YAM is a sweet potato, but it's actually a formula for everything you need to know about public speaking. Know yourself, know your audience, know your message, YAM. And I guarantee everything will fall into one of those three buckets. So step one, know how you're wired, know your strengths, leverage that. Number two, who's in front of you? Tailor your message to their self-interest. What do they care about? And number three, what is your message? Have three key message points and then talk from your messages and your knowledge base. Don't memorize a script. YAM. Simple.
YAM. And that's easy to memorize. You can memorize
that. Tastes good, too.
Absolutely. Nutritious. Just kidding.
Yes.
So you have that down. You're feeling. Now, how can you build confidence in your public speaking skills, what's the number one key to being confident?
It's two things. It's skill set and mindset. So when people are being nervous or anxious, they're living in the future and they're imagining all the worst things that could happen. So the first thing is getting control of your mind, creating that successful outcome, getting a vision of what you want it to be, and then affirming that to yourself, saying positive things. And I spend time with people in my seminars where they do write these I am statements. I am confident. I am knowledgeable. The second thing is skill set. Of course, you're going to be nervous if you don't know the skills. If you get behind the wheel of a car and you've never driven, you're going to be nervous. Once you learn what those skills are, you start to build confidence. So we start with what does confidence look like, sound like, and how do you speak the language of confidence? And that's my approach, which I call the science of speaking. And anybody can learn that. Once you know those skills, you start to feel a little bit more confident because you know what to do.
And do you recommend, Diane, you know the old saying, just imagine everybody naked? Is that something that you use? Is that outdated?
It is outdated. The purpose of that is to humanize the audience and not give audience power that they shouldn't have. It's the same concept of we all put our pants on, you know, one leg at a time. So don't give them so much power. Actually, be curious. Have a curious mind and have a dialogue with your audience. Be their friend and provide value. If you provide value, your audience is going to love you.
And Diane, do you have any sort of or one last piece of advice that you want to leave with our listeners about public speaking?
Yes. Know this, that speaking is a new competitive advantage, and to avoid speaking is now career and business suicide. You must be able to do this. It's not hard. Anybody can. You can read books. You can go to Toastmasters. You can get a coach. You can take a seminar. Get a buddy. But you absolutely need to do this. I really believe anybody can learn the skills of public speaking.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for being here with us. I want to tell our listeners that you can learn the secrets to conquering your fear of public speaking by checking out Diane DeResta's new book, Give Fear the Finger, which you can find on Amazon. And for additional tips, you can visit DeResta.com, and we'll spell that for you. That's DiResta, DeResta.com, where you'll find Diane's blog and YouTube channel with lots of advice. So thanks again, Diane, for being here.
Thanks, Stacy.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.